back to Drama Mama, the one and only tea spilling podcast. And I'm your host, Teresa.
And I'm the other host, Stella.
And I'm the other host, Velma.
And I'm Nan.
So today, we're going to do something different.
Yep, we are collaborating with a new unannounced teen program for this week's episode.
This teen program is one to be on the lookout for, and today we'll be discussing two potential hosts of the program.
Yes, these are two famous figures in different aspects of the entertainment industry.
On one hand, we have Cardi B, who has gained popularity in recent years for her rap and hip-hop music. And on the other, we have Felix XQC, a gamer who does Twitch and streams posts on YouTube.
So tell me, how exactly did Cardi B become famous overnight?
Well, Cardi was a stripper before she decided to start music. Her song, Bowtie Yellow, was a hit, and that song retained number one spot on the Hot 100 for 3 weeks in a row. And now she has 78.3 million on Instagram, her main platform.
Wow, really? I didn't know she was a stripper.
Yeah, she was, and I think that it's quite admirable that she hasn't let that define her. She has gone on to win the Favorite Artist in the rap/hip-hop genre for American Music Awards, Billboard Women of the Year for 2020, and she also won Best Rap Album, her first Grammy of the career, just last year. And as her song quotes, "I'm a boss, you're a worker, beep, I don't bleep with you," and "this woman truly makes money moves."
Now she says she gone to water who? Let's find out and see.
Cardi B.
You know where I'm at.
Okay, Teresa. We get your point.
Now, on with her relationships.
If you know Cardi, you might know who Offset is.
He's her husband, right? And they have a kid together?
Yes, their child is so adorable.
They're famous for being on and off, right?
Yes, she keeps filing for divorce because of infidelity on his part. And he keeps buying her new cars and bags.
That's right. They're also news in BBC.com, Insider.com, and in almost every article. And there are facts on their relationship. And we can see that Offset had cheating on Cardi B multiple times.
I hope the couple finds what they need.
Maybe a therapist might help. Now, we'll be moving on to her worst scandals.
A catchy headline still in my head is, "A shoe thrown heard all around the world."
Ah, the infamous headline.
Speaking of infamous, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B are infamous for being rivals in the industry.
Yes, there's much animosity between the two.
During one of the New York Fashion Week shows, according to Variety, Cardi left the show barefoot with her dress torn and a lump on her head, courtesy of a member of Nicki Minaj's personal security team.
They physically fought?
What else could it be? A tea party?
That isn't all. In 2017, Minaj had liked some comments on Instagram reading "dumb beat bars" referring to Cardi's music, but some fans said it could also be fake. There are a lot of drama between Cardi and Nicki regarding music and fashion.
Well, Cardi B says that she used to drug and rob men during her time as a stripper. She starred in a movie called Hustler, in which the deed she admitted is the main plot.
What?
We've been talking too much about Cardi B, so what about XQC?
Leave that to me. XQC's birth name is Felix Laniel, and he was born on November 12, 1995 in Laval, Quebec, Canada. His parents got divorced at the age of one, so he grew up with his brother, Nicholas.
At a young age, he developed a passion for skateboarding, snowboarding, trampoline, and video games.
He studied humanities after finishing secondary school, but he ended up dropping out after 3.5 years before graduating. He then started streaming his games on Twitch.
XQC has also achieved many things, both great and not so great, in his gaming career. So when he began his professional gaming career with That's It Gaming in the summer of 2016, they won the Overwatch tournament at Montreal. On October of that same year, he joined Denial Esports, and they won weekly number 3 at Rivalcade North America. With Arc 6, he qualified for Overwatch Contenders 2016 Season 0, but the team got eliminated in the group stage. On October 28, 2017, he was announced as the 9th member of Dallas Fuel, and he and Team Canada made it to 2017 Overwatch World Cup. Even though the team lost to Team South Korea, XQC won Most Valuable Player, and that was the peak of his professional gaming career.
Wait, why is it the peak of his professional gaming career?
Well, there were many things that he was involved in that almost ruined his professional gaming career. That I will explain later, but this is not all of XQC's achievements. By October of 2018, he had reached 10,000 average concurrent viewers on Twitch.
Even though he did some questionable things, people still like him. And that's not all. By October of 2019, XQC had become the single most subscribed channel on Twitch with 30,000 subscribers. But there were some not very impressive things he managed to do, minus the time he lost an online PogChamp chess match in 6 moves.
Oh god, that's embarrassing.
Wait, what are his questionable actions?
For starters, sometimes people don't really understand what he is trying to say in his streams. Most of the time, it's all adeba deba deba. Rumor has it that he's dating Adept the Best, but he denied it. But they moved in together and streamed together so many times before, so that's kind of fishy.
Yeah, I thought they were dating too.
Any scandals?
Oh my goodness, where to begin and where to end?
Well, why don't we start with all his bannings?
Well, after winning Most Valuable Player, he became a problematic person.
How so?
Let me read the bans out loud. 72 are banned from Blizzard for misusing in-game reporting systems while trying to report gamer DJ Jugs. He also got a 7-day Overwatch suspension and drew criticism for feuding with fellow gamer Rascal, which he had to upload a classic YouTube apology video, of course, and said he had a big ego in there or something.
That's a Rascal move.
He also got an Overwatch League 4-game suspension, the whole first round suspension, for throwing a homophobic insult towards Houston Outlaws gamer Muma, who's openly gay. He had to publicly apologize to Muma on Twitter, but then Muma accepted his apology, so that's all good.
And he was also accused of sending racist remarks toward Malik the Voter. It's actually just his catchphrase, but other gamers use it as a racist remark, so he got dragged. XQC apologized to Malik, but Malik made a confusing statement on Twitter. The Overwatch League and Dallas Fuel decided to kick XQC out, but he said he was unfairly treated.
So, XQC began to put his all into streaming on Twitch, letting his personality explode by raging and reacting however he wanted, even to his viewers.
Yep.
Well, the drama followed him into 2020. As his channel grew, followers express appreciation, and one of them, the Hate W person, made a video with XQC's big 3D nose.
Well, Voldemort is really going to be jealous about that.
Voldemort may be impressed, but XQC said he would never hire Hate W. Hate W responded with a sad video of Peeble the Frog, so XQC retracted the statement and said it was great.
2020 hit him hard, like it hit all of us.
Slap.
Not like that.
Well, he got suspended from Twitch for playing Connect Four with a new AI. In June, he got a 24-hour Twitch ban because he showed inappropriate content, specifically to gorillas mating, on his stream. In September, while playing Among Us, Fiverr presented a valid argument to why XQC is an imposter, and XQC reacted violently and raged, which led to other ban. In November, just last month, he got banned again from Twitch for stream sniping, which is cheating, during a Fall Guys game at Twitch Rivals tournament GlitchCon. It was a competitive tournament with a cash prize, so he got a 6-month Twitch Rivals ban and 7 days Twitch suspension.
Wow, that's
a lot of drama.
Indeed. Is there anything more left?
Not that I know of. I told you it was a storm, didn't I?
Well, there you have it, folks. Two famous people in their respective fields.
And all the scandals.
All the drama.
The good and the bad. Thank you for listening.
We'll catch you next week on another episode of Drama Mama.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.